Hello, everybody. Hello. Welcome to Barnegie Hall. I want to thank everyone for coming today. It's always a special day when we do Drew. I'm sorry I have notes, but in fact, they're upside down. But I get very nervous and emotional on this day, so I'm afraid I'll forget something. So I'm sorry if I have to look at them. I love when I see veterans coming back that have been through the Drew program and they come back to support the new participants. That's what this is all about, that we connect with veterans, veterans connect with each other, and we stay in touch. So for all the veterans out there, thank you for defending and serving our country. Would the veterans please stand so we can recognize you? Thank you. Thank you for your service. So Project Drew, delivering restorative energy to our warriors. Drew is one program of Music on a Mission, which is a nonprofit where we take the benefits of music to people with different needs of all ages. And Drew is named in honor and memory of Captain Drew Ferguson, who was a friend of my daughter's, and he died by suicide in 2017. Drew provides veterans a unique way to tell their stories and reconnect with communities. We believe that the duty of service should be shared by the community and not taken alone. It always amazes me when I think of the veterans that we've met and listen to their stories and how they've done such amazing things, and then they come home and live an, I'm putting in quotes, ordinary life. It's always an honor to meet them and share their stories, and we learn from them and from their stories and their strength. Project Drew is dedicated to giving our veterans a voice to their experiences. Their song might reflect who they were, who they want to be, or how they feel their power. Their song is a lasting tribute to their service and their place in history. Our songwriters have incredible insight, talent, and compassion. They connect with our veterans, and then the music does the work, which you'll see. We're so proud of all of our songwriters, and this time we have a veteran who's also a songwriter from Florida, and he came to do this project. And Verlin Thompson is here from Nashville. He's famous in the songwriting world. You would know a lot of songs that are covered by him, and he's doing a concert tonight at 7 o'clock, so you're all welcome to come back for that. And I don't want to forget to thank Becky Laraquente. I can't see, it's dark. Yes, yes, there. She is from the VA, and she has referred veterans, and not only referred them to us, but supported them, made sure that they followed through, and is always talking it up. So thank you, Becky. So now Mike is going to tell you more about what happened this weekend and more. We'll see what he's going to
Okay, thank you, Marilyn. Good afternoon, everybody. How are we doing?
Good.
It is a cold but sunny afternoon here in Cleveland. And I want to welcome you to the 32nd workshop. After starting our program in 2017, we've had around 5 or 6 veterans every workshop, and this is our 32nd, so it's very special. First one of 2025, and it's pretty amazing. We've met some really amazing people, veterans and songwriters together. So I want to talk about what's the workshop, what's the format, what did we do yesterday, what are we here to do today? I want to tell you a little bit about Drew, and a little bit about our logo even, because we have some new visitors. And as Marilyn mentioned, it's really great to see veterans come back and join us that have done the project before, or veterans come out and just check out a concert and maybe see what it's like and then join us in a future workshop. So it's great. So on a tactical note, I'm going to take out my phone. I'm going to make sure that it's silenced. And I invite you to do the same. Not to worry if there's some stray noise or whatever. Curtis and Jim do a wonderful job on the sound. And like we say, we record these, record all these songs and segues so that we can put them on our website and others can hear them. So, but yeah, just turn off the ringer so we can dial in. My cousin Drew was I could talk all day about him, but he served four tours in the Army, one in Iraq, two in Afghanistan, and one in Africa, and probably saw and did some things that did, you know, like I could only imagine, and some difficult times and some hardships, and so we miss him every day, and you know, he and his brother Brian and I are very close. And Brian has said before, Drew's military service is one of the least interesting things about him. Drew is an artist and a poet and a songwriter, and he loved to bring people together, just to jam, just to share music and share, you know, just stay connected. And that's you're gonna hear that theme a lot this weekend in the workshop. Since we have a few new visitors, I want to talk a little bit about the logo, because Drew's artwork and his poetry inspired our logo. So you saw it in the foyer, and there's one behind me on stage here. And so to start with, the there's a poem that Drew wrote called My Drum. It's a bit of a metaphor for his heart, and I'd like to read it to you. This is My Drum. Although my drum no longer beats so loud, I'll never cease to follow its sound. Its beat led me through rivers, forests, and sands, equally through disparity's unforgiving hands. One day again, it will beat proudly a sound, shake down through my body, and rattle the ground. This is my drum. Thank you. So that poem and the painting that Drew did is in the lobby there. Is an American flag. He called it America and painted it upside down intentionally. I'd love to know what was going through his mind at the time. Some of the other vets that we've worked with have said that a flag flown upside down is an international symbol of distress, and it certainly rings through today. So it's I just feel like it's important for us to come together and share connection and through music. Also, a little bit of an interesting story on the drumsticks. They symbolize the veteran and the songwriter coming together. And if you'll notice that the lugs on the drum are clocked, they're like a clock, and the drumsticks look like they're at 1 o'clock or 1300 hours. When Drew went to high school here in Avon Lake, and he went to Ohio University for college, and he decided to apply to the Army ROTC program. And the first time he did, he got rejected. And, you know, if you knew Drew, I'm sure there were more than a few F-bombs. Like, what, you know, what the heck? And he found out what you have to do to get in, and he applied himself. You know, there's academics and leadership and certainly physical training. And he applied himself, and he got into the program. And he studied at Ohio University. I believe his major was adventure rec. And then when he graduated that year, among thousands of cadets nationwide, he finished 13th in the nation. And when he went into training and deployed, some of his buddies heard of this. Did you know we got 13, somebody number 13s in our ranks? And they found out, you know, Drew was 13th in the nation, so they started calling him the 13th Warrior, and that moniker stuck. So they call him the 13th Warrior, and so the drumsticks are clocked at 1300 hours as a nod to the 13th Warrior. All right. So anyway, that's some background about the logo and a little bit about. You know, Drew himself. So how do we hear? So what do we do in each workshop? This is the concert. This is the fun part. And for our songwriters, they'll need our support, because it is nerve-wracking to play a song 24 hours later. But yesterday morning, we circled up here in the barn and just share this wonderful space. It's just cozy in here. It's sonically, it's just very inviting. And we welcomed our vets and our songwriters just to introduce each other, ourselves to each other. And really the message that we have for our vets and thanking them to come join us is that there's no expectation or prescription for what we want to hear. We don't necessarily, we don't want them to come here and tell us a happy story or a sad story or to grieve or any of those things. It's tell us about you and tell us the story that, that you want to tell, right? These are your stories of service, and we're going to craft them into song, and we're going to share them in tribute to you. So that's really, in a nutshell, that's it. That's what we come together to do Saturday morning. And then we pair off and use the whole barn and the space to just sit and listen and be strong and help to write a song that that would maybe convey some of those feelings to let others access that. And Cousin Brian has said that these songs are about an audience of one. It's all about the veteran. And it's for him and his experience writing in the workshop, it's been a mirror to him about his own service, something for him to reflect on and think about often. And so we hope that, that all our veterans will do that, and we hope that others that hear their songs can do that as well. So then here we are 24 hours later. We come together to share those songs, and we're also going to play, there's a special tribute song today that, that Jim's helped to arrange, and then at the end we'll sing a song called I Know a Place, and it's a song that Drew wrote at our family's place on Kelly's Island, and it's his ideal evening of bringing friends together to sing. So we do that each workshop. It's been a nice way to end our workshops. So so you're in for lots of music. So with that, I'll get out of the way, and we'll just let the music do the work. Yeah? So there you go. So to begin with, please help me welcome to the stage Andrew Bonas and Mark Richards to sing the song they wrote together, as well as one that Mark brought with him. So welcome, Andrew and Mark. Come on out, guys.